Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 1st, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically to help our associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Tonight's featured trainer is from the Woodlands, Texas. She has a background in insurance, specifically voluntary benefits. Before Legal Shield, she was a stay-at-home mom and community volunteer for 14 years, so starting a career at almost 40 was a little terrifying. Her life changed in 2004 when she met her husband, Tom, and in 2009, they joined Legal Shield. She is a $100,000 ring earner. She sold over 2,000 personal memberships, and 99% of those are group sales. She is PC qualified for 94 months. Her and her husband have enjoyed the PC trips each year except for their very first year. Tonight, she will be sharing her group knowledge and experience. Ms. Sherry Branda, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Randy.
We are so proud of you, Sherry, and your husband, Tom. We got to meet years ago, but we're very, very proud of your accomplishments, and we're going to turn the training over to you tonight.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
And loud and clear.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you having me on the call. It's always an honor and a little nerve-wracking to be asked, but I really am honored, and I'm happy to share if I can offer anything that would help anybody else in the group arena. We know that this part of our, you know, benefit is becoming more and more successful, more and more lucrative. So I wanted to start by I found in the recent publication of Benefit Pro magazine, the May publication, there was a couple of articles that I really thought stood out, even though they didn't specifically talk about legal or identity theft type products. I think they're very much worth mentioning, and the first one was titled Voluntary Brokers and Benefit Brokers. They talked about the percentage of brokers in general offering voluntary products, and the difference is only in 3 years, from 2014 to just as of February, March. The survey was taken in 2017. They said that the voluntary products had risen by 50%. And that brokers had increased their sales to $50,000 by offering voluntary benefits in just the last 3 years. And they go through the kind of the panel, and it goes up to the 8% jump for those who are making $1 million or more by selling voluntary benefits. That's huge. It was 1% in 2014, and now it's an 8% increase. So I was really impressed by that. Now, in fairness, most of those were traditional voluntary products like the critical illness, accident, or disability life-type products. But more and more, as they move into the voluntary arena, they are looking for something to set themselves apart, and, of course, our product is that. I see that as great news. That was one of the first articles I read, and I thought, awesome. You know, in many years ago, or when I got started in this business with Tom back in 2005, and we started out with Allstate Benefits, which is kind of like an Aflac or a Colonial, if you will. You know, and even before that, and Tom had been in the business for 20 years before I came along, you know, voluntary benefits were kind of like the stepchild. You know, we were kind of the afterthought. And many brokers were kind of almost snobbish about it. They were like, yeah, we don't need that. We don't, you know, we do the core benefits. But that's just not any, that's not so anymore. And I think that's great news for all of us. And when I see a survey like this jump these numbers within just a three-year range, that's very good news. In the same article, they had a little one page that talked about disruption. You know, what will drive disruption in our business, the insurance business, and how we can position ourselves to be winners. Well, I'd never really even heard that term until a few years ago at convention. And so we know that our product is a disruptor, if you will, right? We offer something that is disrupting the way that we, you know, America accesses legal services. So, you know, we've nailed that one, and I think that's kind of neat. And then finally, the last part of it was it says recognizing that it was adding to the employer's overall benefit package. You know, I like to ask an employer, are you offering a wellness plan? You know, are you offering an employee assistance program or what we call an EAP? If they say yes, and you're talking to the HR department and they are offering wellness, which a lot of companies are talking about these days, That means they really care about their employees. They're going beyond just the traditional medical, dental, and vision. That's a good thing. So what I like to propose is Legal Shield and ID Shield, they partner perfectly with those products, the wellness plan and the EAP program, because we know that our service, we have that in our HR brochure. We know that we can help reduce stress, increase productivity. We know that this service can help reduce the time wasted on the job by employees who are dealing with personal issues. That can lead to stress and possibly, you know, poor health, lost hours, et cetera. So our product truly is a win-win for the employer and for the employee. So when employers are focusing on wellness, you know, most of what they're doing, number one, they're trying to bring in new products. But number two, they're really focused on wellness because, as a whole, if your employees are healthier, they're more fit, they're more in touch with making better decisions to do with their health care, losing weight maybe, using a Fitbit, et cetera. To me, ours is the perfect product that just couples right with that because, and we can tie that in very easily. So for those who maybe aren't that familiar with the benefits arena or voluntary benefits, look those up and get to know a little bit about those type of programs. I like to say that we want to enhance your overall benefits package without costing you any out-of-pocket income. This is a product that we want your employees to use, I always say, you know, and we'll teach them how to do it. I think that's of real value, too. You don't ever want to go in and criticize or kind of diminish what the employer is offering, but definitely recognize, applaud them for what they're offering, and then tell them how our product is going to be a good fit, a good couple for that. So those are just some. That was just from one article, guys, that I just read on Saturday morning. Just this past Saturday morning, I thought, wow, that's a lot of good, you know. So just take a publication like that, subscribe to something like that, just so you get the lingo down, and maybe just to kind of recognize what are some of the trends and figure out how Legal Shield can. Again, they might not mention the legal or ID best plan specifically, but they tie in. I had about an 800-man group last year. A broker called me and he said, you're not going to believe it, but they're asking for a legal plan and pet insurance. And I said, well, I don't know much about pet insurance, but I definitely can tell you about our legal plan. He knew that I represented Legal Shield. And we got in. That's amazing. That doesn't happen often, but I'd known that broker for many years. He had this group for a while, and they asked for it. So the great news I want to just share with everybody tonight, if you're new to the benefits arena or you've been in it a long time, good things are happening. I mean, our benefits are being asked for. And I think that we can proudly say that, you know, that we have a great benefit to offer, and it's very competitive benefit. As you say, my background was, for many years, I didn't work. I was out of the market for quite a while, and the only work I'd ever done prior to going back to work in 2005 was really just secretarial stuff. So I also like to say that if anybody can do this, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Well, I didn't know anything about benefits. I didn't know anything about insurance. I'd never been in sales. I had nothing of the sort. So everybody's trainable. Everybody can be successful. I have a lot more to learn, certainly myself, but even when you start from scratch like I did, you know, you can make inroads. What I would recommend, though, the number one most important thing is it's not so much your product as the relationship you can build. And we hear that a lot at convention about people have to know that you care, right? People have to know that you want to bring something of value. You're not just one of the many vendors that are knocking on their door asking for their time. That's important to differentiate yourself in that way because they are going to have tons of people knocking on their door, trying to get in the door. And we need to set ourselves apart from that. But the relationship is the most important thing to me. And I think it's what's lended to our success over the years is, with a broker, with a client, with an employer, whomever, other agents is we do care about them. And that's what really the MORE team represents, right? I mean, we all are kind of have that heart, or I don't think we would mesh very well with this team that we have, which is so awesome. But be sure that you're bringing something of value, not just your product. And it might sound kind of counterintuitive, but I promise you it's what will keep you in, give you the longevity. you know, I talked about that the market is really wide open at this time. I work with a large brokerage firm in Houston, and they've offered the voluntary benefits and the Legal Shield for some years. This year, one of the producers said to me, he said, we don't care what product it is, because, you know, we have to recognize that our product is not going to bring as much revenue for a brokerage firm as maybe the health insurance, right? And they're going to have maybe make tons more money on the medical benefits. But what they want to do is just bring in a good comprehensive plan. So his feeling, because I said, you know, I know this isn't your number one thing to push, and I know it's kind of, you know, not top on the list. He said, no, that's not true. We want to bring in anything new we can bring in. That's what it's about this year, is what new can we bring in? It doesn't matter what it generates, how much revenue, I should say, it generates, or what we call annual premium. And that was great to hear. So, you know, not everybody's working in the broker arena, and I get that. But, you know, even the 20 employee to 50 employee, the small business owners, you know, they might not even know what some of these benefits are. You're going as a trusted advisor. You know, you're going as a consultant, and you, even if you're not an insurance agent, you can still learn some of this lingo and maybe partner with somebody who is an insurance agent who can help you be their specialist with Legal Shield. One thing Tom and I have found recently is when you find a very successful, let's say a Colonial agent or even an Aflac agent, they want a partner because they want another stream of revenue, and they see the value in our company, Legal Shield, but they don't want to confuse their clients as being, oh, I thought you were Aflac. Oh, wait a minute, now you're Legal Shield. So it's a really good partnership that you say, okay, then you get, let's get you appointed with Legal Shield, and I'll be your specialist. But you've started the relationship, and then let me come in and continue that relationship by bringing this other benefit. So partner up with those kind of folks, because we're finding that they're more and more open to that kind of partnership. And that's where you'll learn a good bit more of the lingo. You'll get in to the groups. So if you're in a networking, if you're in a chamber, you know, you're an employer group, ask them, who is your voluntary benefit specialist? Who brings in your voluntary benefits? And get to know that person, because it could really be a great partnership. And that's where Tom and I are finding real momentum this year, is bringing on those kind of agents. It's really been a huge deal changer for us. And we've always been all about partnering. We've always done that. I have since the very beginning. But partnering with independent agents is really a great thing, too. You're helping them. You're helping yourself. And overall, we're helping the client, because we're bringing them, again, that comprehensive benefit package. So, you know, that's just kind of some things that I would want to offer, Randy. I don't know what kind of questions maybe folks had. Everybody's at a different level. Maybe this is new arena for some people. Maybe it's not. But I'm just here to tell you as from experience that anybody can succeed at this company if you're willing to stick with it, you know, be coachable, learn it, learn the benefits industry. Even if you're not an insurance agent, you don't have to be one. And you can succeed at this, because I truly believe this is going to be our best year ever. And it's already proven to be for Tom and I. I think it's going to be across the board for the entire company. So if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer, Randy. I hope that was helpful.
Yes, it absolutely was. And we do have a few of our Millionaire Club members. They may have a question or a comment for you. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
I don't know if Mr. Harold Pinson, I know he was on the road. I talked to him earlier today. Millionaire Club member from the state of Oklahoma. Harold, are you on the call? Hold on just a second. I may have him muted out. Hold on 1 second, please.
Yes, I am.
All right, Harold, have you got a question or a comment for Ms. Miranda?
I don't really think I have a question. I just really appreciate what you do, lady. I mean, you hadn't had any prior experience doing this, and you just more or less laid your own roadway, girl. And
yeah, I mean, it's not easy, but anybody can do this. I can do it, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to be, you know, truly, because I was crying and scared for about the first 5 years of doing this. So you just push through. I mean, you, Harold, are certainly the champion of group benefits and all. I mean, I know I don't have anything new to teach you, but I appreciate what you're saying. I really do. It means a lot.
There's one thing I may ask you. What is the main tool that you use to get in with the HR person?
My favorite tool still is, and they have a newer one, but it's the HR brochure. And in the older one that I use still, it's kind of a trifold, and it's just a really nice, succinct, you know, it talks about your employees' benefits. It says benefits your employees and you. I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly what it says on the top, but I still use that because you can open it up and it gives a quick overview of both products and then a quick overview of, you know, how we benefit the company because you're bringing something of value. So I still lean on that as the number one tool, really the only tool that I walk in with and talk to them about it, just big picture, you know, the big picture visit.
Well, thank you so much and continued success. And I know you'll get that next ring before you know it.
Thank you.
All right, Harold, I appreciate that. Now let's go back to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and tell another Millionaire Club member, and that's Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Have you got a question for Miss Brenda tonight?
Well, actually, I'm very sure you did a great job tonight. We really appreciate it. And, you know, as I go through the articles and some of the benefits of brokers' magazines and that kind of thing, it just, it always, you know, all of that is just fascinating to me how the increase in awareness and that kind of thing. So I appreciate you bringing that out tonight. A couple of questions, and I understand, you know, I think you, the difference dealing with an employee benefit, a broker maybe that has group business and doing that, and are you using the onboarding process to get those people up and running and getting into their groups? You just talking to them about partnering with them, doing that? And then if you could explain the difference in what you do with maybe a broker as opposed to a GA, and how, if you have any suggestions at all about getting general agents, whether it be independents or what, that are in a PNC Health Life business, how about getting those people started and actually into production?
Okay, yeah. So I have to admit, with the brokers that I work with, I had already, several of them I'd already been working with the other voluntary benefits that I brought on. So, and I've had a long-standing relationship with them, so I really haven't onboarded them, although I think the onboarding tools under the B2B tab are definitely awesome. The simple distinction, and this was hard for me to wrap my mind around too. I remember asking Tom so many times, what exactly is the difference? But a broker, or think of a brokerage firm, is going to be a team of what we call producers. They're the agents who go out and they're trying to get the core benefits and they're shopping for. That's why we call it brokering. They're shopping for the health, the dental, the vision, the group life, et cetera. Whereas a GA, a general agent, or we could say an independent agent like myself, I would call myself an independent agent, we typically don't broker anything. We just represent certain companies. So I represented Allstate Workplace or represent Legal Shield. A brokerage firm is a little tougher to get into. I only was able to do that by the help of Tom because he worked with Allstate and he made some introductions for me. They needed people, you know, to work in their groups, and so he brought me in and, you know, they were kind enough to keep me around. But these independent agents, and I've given them GA contracts, these Colonial agents, for instance, is what we've found recently. They're a lot easier to get on board, so you set them up on that GA builder contract, and they can accept the advanced or the level commission. And by the way, our commission, it just blows the Colonial and the Aflac commission out of the water. They're thrilled to see that. They're thrilled to see that they're vested immediately, you know, just by keeping their membership. But really, you just try to plug them in. They're not networkers, so I don't talk a lot about business briefings and such, although I do recommend they go once or twice to just kind of get the feel of everything, the big picture. I definitely recommend they go to group school. And then really what Tom and I are trying to do even right now is pick out some groups that we haven't serviced in a while and bring them along with us. You know, it's a good opportunity to call a group that you haven't been in since, let's say, last September and say, hey, we'd like to come by and visit with you, you know, bring you some extra packets if you're out, or even can we have kind of a mid-year open enrollment or do a will workshop and just let them tag along with you. To me, that's the best way that I learn. So I kind of ask the agent, you know, how do you learn best? Are you a studier or do you like it hands-on or how exactly do you learn? And most people, you know, they want to make money while they're learning. So that's kind of how I do it. Back with the brokers, once you're in, if they trust you and they know that you're never going to step on their toes or try to conflict with any benefits they're offering, then you just got to try to stay in front of them and be sure that they're aware of, you know, what the trends are with this business, what upgrades are we offering in the products, et cetera, et cetera. That's a little tougher, but these independent agents, I think they really need us right now, especially this time of year, because any of you who are in the group business, you know that fourth quarter, we're always in Spain, right? We have three appointments on the same day, but right now it's slow for people. It's going to start picking up in August, but right now is a great time to go looking for those kind of GAs. And they need you because they're not writing as much business as they will in the fourth quarter. So I hope that helps a little bit. I might have gotten off on a bunny trail there, but that's kind of how we work with them.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's go out to a brand-new executive director on the team from the state of Utah, and that's Mr. Steve Crabtree. Steve, are you on?
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go right ahead.
First of all, I want you guys to know that I appreciate all the trainings that you, Sherry, do and all the other previous group trainings, and I encourage anybody that wants to dabble in this whatsoever to go ahead and connect with some group people and actually team up with them. And that's what I did, and I want to put it out on this call that I did that same thing with Mr. Jimmy Parrish, and I've got another gal up in Salt Lake that I'm working with. And that is the reason over the last couple months that I've been able to get out of my lower production and actually increase it to where I was executive director today. And it's the first time executive, and we're very proud of it, and we can't forget the partnerships that we've gained and look forward to doing that in the future. So if you would just be a connector, that for me is going to be very important in your business. If you're on this call, I know you're thinking about business. So reach out to, you know, your fellow people and see if they can work with you. That's what I had to say. Thank you guys very much for letting me be on the call.
Well, Steve, I want to say congratulations. It's so exciting to anytime you hit that executive director level, and now you're never going to want to lose it. And I know
that's
you won't.
Right.
But you're exactly right. When Tom and I, when the table finally turned, it was because we finally had a bit of a team, and we were partnering with people, and that makes all the difference because 50 applications a month is a lot if you're doing it by yourself. And Jeremy always told us that, but, you know, it's different than the networking. So we're so proud of you and excited for your success, your family. It's going to be a great year, isn't it?
It is absolutely going to be a great year, and I look forward to all the wonderful months ahead.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve, appreciate that. Again, congratulations on making that executive director job well done. Next, I want to go back to the state of Oklahoma and to another executive director on the team, Ms. Lynn Harden. Ms. Harden, are you on?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lynn. Have you got a question for Sherry tonight?
Well, I do. Sherry, talk a little bit about field training because I think it's an area that is so important for the group market, and sometimes we just don't realize. And I think the company is using field trainers and training to use field trainers in a much better way. But can you comment on that a little bit?
Yes, I can. I think it's hugely important. That's the way that I learn, and that's the way that we teach other agents. There's never the same reading something in a book or reading it, you know, watching a little video clip, even though I highly recommend our training. I had a new associate the other day. She said, I would put up Legal Shield's training to the top training programs she's ever seen in her life. And she's a big former salesperson with Sprint and other national accounts. She said, our training is amazing. So that's awesome, but you got to get it out in the field. It's got to be real life. It's got to be real life, face-to-face, where you're out there. And, you know, like I've said a couple times on this call, I'm all about partnering. And however you work out that split, you know, with your trainer, and, it doesn't even have to be an official field trainer. I'm not an official field trainer. But you can partner with somebody who's had some experience, you know, obviously. But I think it's very valuable. The few associates that I've worked with that said, no, I've got this. I don't want any help. I've got it. I'm okay. Really haven't succeeded. And that's not because of me. It's because I think that this is a different product. And even though you might have been very, very successful with maybe, you know, cancer plan or life insurance or health insurance, this is a whole other animal. So I think more than ever, field training is critical because this is a completely different product than any else. So I totally agree with you. And I hope that we have more training for trainers, so that we're sending a consistent message, you know, all the time.
Thank you.
All right, and I may have one more here. Let's see. It looks like we got Mr. Alex Gardner from Arizona. Alex, have you got a question or comment tonight for Ms. Sherry?
Yes, great job, Sherry. And I actually just had a question come in from a teammate. It was just wanted to make sure the HR brochure that you were referring to, just to make sure that they knew exactly which one that one was?
Yeah, let me grab that. I'm in my office. Let me just get the date on the back of it, because I bought a whole lot of these. So it says peace of mind for your employees and for you. And it has a man and a woman on an orange couch. And let's see, the date on it, Alex, is 2012. And
that's
it's number,
what I thought you were referring to.
Yeah, 53, yeah, excuse me, broker HR 53869 from 10/2012. I still use that one all the time, even though I did order the newer ones. But to me, it's just simple, and it tells a story.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your
You're
example
welcome.
And your training tonight.
Thank you very much.
Well, Sherry, you have done an outstanding job tonight, and we appreciate you being on our call. We appreciate how you get out there and work every week. You make executive director on a continual basis. Ever since you got your $100,000 ring, I expect you to get your $200,000 any time. So appreciate all the good work that you and Tom are doing for us out there on Legal Shield and with our identity theft and our legal benefits. And just want you to know how much we appreciate what you do and how hard that you work.
Thank you so much, Randy. We appreciate you, too.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that we will have another call tonight in about 30 minutes. Tonight's special guest speaker is actually, he's the brand new president of Network Marketing and Sales, Mr. John Long. So you definitely don't want to miss that call. It will be in about 30 minutes at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do want to encourage you, if you had people that did not get to be on tonight's call, that these calls are recorded, and we will have them up on our More Success Team website so you can share those as much and as often as necessary. So just like Mr. Ken Moore always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything else seems to work out just fine. We'll see you in about 30 minutes. Good night, everyone.